1-800-518 and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. We're going to listen to a clip here exposing the COVID timeline. It was in the corruption. So go ahead and take it away, if you would, Greg.
Dr. David Martin was recently a guest at the European Union and laid out the timeline for the biggest democide in recorded history. You can see the full video on band.video. This is my short edit.
Coronavirus was identified in 1965 as one of the first infectious replicatable viral models that could be used to modify a series of other experiences of the human condition. What's particularly interesting about its isolation in 1965 was that it was immediately identified as a pathogen that could be used and modified for a whole host of reasons. In 1966, the very first COV coronavirus model was used as a transatlantic biological experiment in human manipulation. And in 1967, we did the first human trials on inoculating people with modified coronavirus. The common cold was turned into a chimera in the 1970s. And in 1975, 1976, and 1977, we started figuring out how to modify coronavirus by putting it into different animals, pigs and dogs. And that became the basis for Pfizer's first spike protein vaccine patent filed, are you ready for this, in 1990. And in 1990, they found out that there was a problem with vaccines. They didn't work. It turns out that coronavirus is a very malleable model. It transforms and it changes and it mutates over time. As a matter of fact, every publication on vaccines for coronavirus from 1990 until 2018, every single publication concluded that coronavirus escapes the vaccine impulse. In 2002, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, patented, and I quote, an infectious replication defective clone of coronavirus. And that work, patented at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, mysteriously preceded SARS 1.0 by a year. In 2005, this particular pathogen was specifically labeled as a bioterrorism and bioweapon platform technology. And from 2005 onwards, it was actually a biowarfare enabling agent, its official classification. We have been lured into believing that EcoHealth Alliance and DARPA and all of these organizations are what we should be pointing to. But we've been specifically requested to ignore the facts that over $10 billion have been funneled through black operations through the check of Anthony Fauci and a side-by-side ledger where NIAID has a balance sheet and next to it is a biodefense balance sheet equivalent dollar-for-dollar matching that no one in the media talks about. Poised for human emergence in 2016 at the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, such that by the time we get to 2017 and 2018, the following phrase entered into common parlance among the community. There is going to be an accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen. 7 months before the allegation of patient number one, 4 patent applications of Moderna were modified to include the term accidental or intentional release of a respiratory pathogen as the justification for making a vaccine for a thing that did not exist. The intent was to get the world to accept a universal vaccine template, and the intent was to use coronavirus to get there. This was premeditated domestic terrorism stated at the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2015. Does that sound like a bat and a pangolin went into a bar in the Wuhan market? This is an act of biological and chemical warfare perpetrated on the human race.
See the full video at band.video. On this Memorial Day weekend, let us remember our friends and family that we've lost in this war against we the people being waged by our own government. And let us never rest until there is justice. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, he's spot on. He was spot on. And remember, John, before before one person had taken that vax. We were on the air weeks and weeks before that, telling people that they were going to release this so-called vaccine that wasn't a vaccine. Okay, Wendy Wilson was the one that really did a lot of research into that. That wasn't a vaccine, but it was actually a bioweapon, and that all the animals, hundreds of animals that they tested this on, all died, every single one of them. And since they killed all the animals, now they were going to test this on humans, okay? And so we were telling people, don't take it. It'll kill you. And what happened? Well, they took it, and how many people died from that so-called? And last night, we played a clip on here. In fact, it went all the way for 11 minutes. And all of these people, all of these talking heads on television, you hear, Ronaldo Rivera was one. You have the, all of PMSNBC. What was her name? Rachel Maddow. You had those vulgar women from The View. All of them, I mean, and all these politicians. You had Obama, Biden. You had all of these politicians telling you to take the vaccine. In fact, they were saying, if you don't get the vaccine, you should go to jail, okay? They were saying, if you don't get the vaccine, you should be denied any kind of medical treatment. No vax, no medical treatment. And there were some places, that some hospitals that would turn you away.
Oh, yeah, for transplants.
Right, if you didn't have the vax. So,
yeah.
So what happened, and we were telling people, and now it's all come out. Now, here's the thing. What he just said about they don't work, the people that took the poisonous poke are four times more likely, and I think this was put out by what, Cleveland Clinic? More likely to get the COVID than those that didn't, okay? And so we're not the ones, you see, John, if we didn't get the vax, then we can't be shedding, okay? The ones that took the vax were the ones that are shedding, which would be spreading that, okay? And those that took the vax were 4 times more likely to get COVID, 4 times more likely to die from COVID. And I think it was those that got the vax were more 8 times more likely to die from the vax than they were from the COVID.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Pastor Ernie, what you could see how people's minds were warped, because they're upset with us for not taking the vaccine, right?
Right.
Many of them. But what? Why do they care? I mean, you took the vaccine. It works. You're protected. You know, you're not going to go to the hospital and all this. You're not going to be hospitalized. So we're the ones that should be come down with it, not you. But yet they were driven that everybody had to take the shot. Everybody had to take it. Not one, not two, you know, all of them. So there was a weird ideology there, Pastor Ernie.
It's a good point. Maybe the liberals, they love us so much that they didn't want to see us to get sick.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the other thing. They were caught. They would take the most lethal doses. There were 6 different levels of these so-called vax, bioweapons. And what they were doing, John, is they were taking those that were basically placebos, okay, were, you know, nothing more than salt water or whatever. They were sending these to the large blue areas, people that are highly populated blue areas, and so that they would take the so-called vax, which weren't not vax at all. And then they would come back later and they would poll and they'd find out all of these people, no one died from the vax. But then they were sending the real lethal doses to areas where they were, to red areas where there were a high amount of conservative voters, Republican voters. And those were where the lethal doses were going, and these people that were dumb enough to take the shot, many of them died from it, okay, sick today. And I don't want to sound mean and cruel, but we tried to warn. I mean, we really did. I had a lady who told me, well, in fact, she was very close to me. And she said, well, honey, I trust my doctor. I said, you shouldn't. You shouldn't trust your doctor because they don't even know what's in these things. They're being pushed into promoting this stuff by where they're working, their hospitals and that. Well, anyhow, she took the first shot, and then later on she admitted to me, she said, I had a horrible reaction, horrible. And she said, I won't take it again. She says, now I believe you, what you're saying, okay? And she said, I wish I'd listened. I've told a story about the fellow, John, that had five siblings. And I guess from the late 40s to about 60 years old, these five siblings, all, you know, they was a close-knit family. They did everything together. This guy called me to tell me that when his siblings told him that they were going to get the shot, and let's all go together to get the shot. He said, no, 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 don't do it, because he had gotten our newsletter, and he had seen what we had sent out in our newsletter, and he brought this. And they said, well, if it was true, it would be on the news, right? There you go.
That's how a lot of people think.
They were totally indoctrinated. Well, John, they all went but him, and they all got the vax, and guess what? They all died. They all died afterward. He's the only one that's left. Okay.
Isn't that sad, Pastor Ernie?
Well, it's genocide. It's murder. Fauci needs to be tried with war crimes and crimes against humanity. And all of
it
them.
It goes to show you how close, the which we've been warning for decades and decades, the New World Order has. They've got the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control. They're all under this cabal. They've got the pharmaceuticals. They're all part of it, Pastor Ernie. The whole upper echelons of the medical of the medical institutions are all under control of this group, this cabal.
Well, this is why, John, I get. You know, this is why I get all of my things from the natural herbs, from Wendy Wilson and Peter Glidden and that, because I God gave us the natural herbs. Big Pharma, Pharmakia, gives us the pharmacy, which Pharmakia means wizardry. It means witchcraft. That's what it means, okay? And so that's why I don't take any of those things. I stay as far away from them as possible, and more people are doing that. In fact, right now would be a great time for you folks out there. Until next week, Wendy's having her Memorial Day sale. I think she's, 25% off on a lot of her things. And if I were you, I'm going to give you this number. Just call it and find out, or go up on you can go up on the internet to www.thepowerherbs.com. www.thepowerherbs.com. You might be diabetic. You might have an ear infection. You may have, I'm going through the book, she's got something for everything.
Does she have anything for liberalism?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I called a lobotomy. Lobotomy for that.
Yep. No, God's got something for liberalism. It's called the Lake of Fire. You may have arthritis. Wendy's got an excellent arthritis rub. You may have inflammatory. You may be, I'm looking through the book very quickly here, on all of the different things, adrenal gland formula. You name it, and it's in here. Ear infections. Where else do I see? And in the back of the book, Here's some what some of the people wrote. Your organ cleanses changed my life, and I'm off all prescriptions. Robert Shadina, Hoopiston, Illinois. Here's one. You saved my husband from a dreaded virus, and avoiding the hospital with your wonderful products. Wendy Copeland, from Maine. Here's another one. Great products. I've been taking them for years and wouldn't use anything else. Scott Ambler, right from here in Ohio. And all the products I have used are of high quality, and the deal is they also work. Charles Clodet, Montville, PA. Now, I'm going to give you the phone number, folks, for Apothecary Herbs. Right now, she's having a big sale. Now would be the time to stock up, and I encourage you, because you don't know what's coming. I just got another pneumonia kit in because I had that pneumonia before it turned to, went from the hay fever into walking pneumonia and then to pneumonia. And so, but I got these herbs. I had them. I was ready, and they took care of them. It actually cures. It doesn't treat the symptoms. It cures the ailment. So the phone number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, and that's thepowerherbs.com. If you go up on the internet, I would encourage you to have one of those things that you want to stock up on. And of course, here we're getting prepared at our church, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah.
We're getting prepared. We've been that way, having a good supply of things, because at any day, the stores could go down, they could just shut down completely, okay? They can knock out our grid, no electricity. I know that they... there's a reason, John, that all of your U.S. senators are now just going, are being issued satellite phones, John.
Yeah, I just picked that up, Pastor Ernie. Yes, that's in case the net goes down, they can still communicate.
So now, they're telling you they expect the net to go down.
Is it true that only 50 of them, and they were Democrats that got them? I heard that about 2 days ago. Is that true?
Well, they were to be issued to all of them.
All of them, okay.
But I wouldn't doubt. The Democrats can't do anything fair.
The ones they gave to the Republicans probably didn't have batteries.
Yeah. All right, here you go. Article. Another DOJ leak. Jack Smith's persecutors have evidence Trump kept classified documents in his office and showed them to people. First of all, Trump answered that. He said he declassified these.
Yeah.
Here. Now, this guy is another one of those crooked cops, this Jack Smith. He is a hardcore, as far as I'm concerned, he's the enemy. If you're an American and you're a patriot and a Christian, this Jack Smith is your enemy. If he wasn't, he wouldn't be assigned to persecute Trump if he wasn't crooked. Now, here, you've got Biden's Justice Department. I'm looking at this, had nothing on Trump. I got a picture here of Jobama Biden in his vet. And what are you looking at? What's behind the vet there in the circle?
Yeah, that's the documents.
Yep. They're piled on a garage floor, all of these documents there. And then here's another one over at the house where Hunter was renting, where they launder money. I think it's $5,000 a month he pays rent there. He launders money through that. You've got all of these documents, secret, it says right on them, secret, classified. They're laying on the floor. They're laying on the floor there. But you're not seeing...
That's not a story.
Yeah, it's another story. You're not seeing this crooked Jack Smith going after them, are you? And so, now, you saw what they're doing, John. They're setting these trials up for during the primaries next year for Trump.
Yeah, they want to tie him up legally. And what they're going to do, Pastor Ernie, apparently, if he has these documents, but you're right, he, as the president, can declassify anything. That's anything. He has that authority. But they're trying to say it's a form of treason, what he did, having these documents. And the reason they want to do that is because if you're convicted of treason, then you're barred from public office. So that's the angle they're taking.
Karl Marx always said, always accuse the opposition of doing what you're doing. Now, I will tell you right now that Joe Biden has committed high treason, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, these people, we all know it. They've committed high treason.
Many times over.
Right. And so, but let's go back to January 6th, when Josh Hawley, when Jim Jordan, when Ted Cruz, a number, stood in front of Mike Pence and held out evidence, all kinds of evidence of high treason and election fraud. And they were holding this, they had this evidence. Now, Mike Pence, there's a term called misprision of treason, misprision of treason. That's a term that's been used and for years. And what it says is that if you're aware of someone committing treason against the United States of America, if you become aware of that, if you don't report that, and they find out later that you were aware of it and didn't report it, you will be charged with treason also, okay? And so what happened was Mike Pence had the obligation to say, look, you're standing here, you're telling me right here, I've got all of this evidence of treason right in front of me. Let me take 10 days and look at this before I certify this election.
Yep.
That's what Mike Pence should have done, okay? He didn't do it.
Yeah, there was sworn affidavits, videos, an amazingly large amount of evidence, five or six states.
You could have filled a garage full of the evidence, yeah. And so, what else do you have, John McTernan?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I have a whole load of stuff here. It's just never ending, Pastor Ernie. But we have hospitals are being funded by Pfizer and pharmaceuticals through the LGBT. They call it index scoring hospitals for promoting gender ideology. So the hospital, now we knew the hospitals are corrupted by the COVID-19, and the way they handled it and the way they treated people and so many people died. But now they're being scored for how the gender identity in the hospital. This is like leaven permeating the society now, Pastor Ernie. We have to face it that God has given the nation over to these reprobates. They seem to be in power. We need, and I've been saying this for a long time, the way we deal with this is beyond politics. We need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Ernie. We really do. We need a good, old-fashioned outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Well, that has happened in times past.
Yes, it has.
And in fact...
Oh, here's one, Pastor Ernie, and I wanted to make sure this one came out. University program linking Christians, Republicans to Nazis granted Department of Homeland Security funds under anti-terror initiative. So they're trying to marginalize us just like the way the communists did with those that disagreed with them. It's not disagreeing anymore. It is absolute. They want to destroy us, Pastor Ernie. They want to imprison us. They want to take our children away. They want to strip all our rights away. That's what their goal is. That's what their goal is. But the interesting thing here was the school that was the center of this was the University of Dayton. University of Dayton got money, and then they had meetings there, and they were formulating this plan and identifying all, they call it the pyramid of far-right radicalization. So if you are pro-life, Pastor Ernie, and you stand for the babies, you are a radical heading towards being a terrorist.
Well,
and
you know,
right in your backyard there, University of Dayton.
That's actually an engineering school, if you can believe that.
And do you know what we have there in Dayton? We have a very, very strong pro-life chapter. And so I'm sure that the University of Dayton is going to hear from those folks there.
I'd hope so.
Oh, somehow they came out and denied it. They're trying to deny it. The University of Cincinnati was involved, pyramid of far-right radicalization, And I'm trying to think of, there's a whole list of schools here. They met in 2021, Pastor Ernie, and they got the money from the government to put this together.
Well, are you, you know, here's what I think I'm seeing. I'm seeing people awakening. I'm seeing people awakening. I've been contacted by several different groups of pastors wanting me to, you know, to be a part of them. And we've had some on the program. We've promoted some. But we know, ironically, one, the group of the Liberty, I think it's the Liberty Front, whatever, they contacted me. They wanted me to attend a week seminar training. They wanted me to take classes and to learn how to do what I've been doing for 50 years on the air here. But and it's an amazing thing that they would listen to me on the radio, then invite me to that. But anyhow, there's this way we're living in today. When the awakening in America, and let me take you here real quick to a little bit of something here. I'm reading here from a book here. And the title of the book, you've seen it, The Rebirth of America. And it talks about this. Two great spiritual awakenings in the land, one before the revolution, the other after it, may have saved our young nation from calamity in its most formative years. President Calvin Coolidge once said, America was born in a revival of religion. The preaching of Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield changed the spiritual landscape of America before the revolution as a catalyst for what became known as the First Great Awakening. They may well have also helped set in motion some of the very forces that eventually brought America to its political freedoms. You know, I just want to say here that God blessed us. We grew up in the greatest nation in the world. We grew up knowing that the very, very greatest amount of freedom and liberty in this nation of America. Now, one thing, John, that sets us apart from a lot of other nations is that we've known freedom all of our lives. Many people growing up in a nation that never knew freedom. They never knew what it was like to have freedom, so they didn't know, they didn't have the reason to fight for it because they didn't know what it was. But here, many of us, and I know there's enough of us in this land, we're not going to give it up easy, okay? Like the saying, like Steve Voss says, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees, okay? And so we're heading, I think, for a showdown in America, John. We'll see what takes place.
Well, yes, Pastor Ernie, and the reason for this, and I've been saying this for decades, they are going to take the fight to us. It isn't like they'll go to a certain level and, okay, you know, now we can live together. We've got what we wanted, and you do your thing, we'll do our thing. It's not like that, Pastor Ernie. We have to realize that the ideology that's in there now, the wokeness, the communist, the deep state, because they're all tied into the New World Order, it's not even a conspiracy anymore. Klaus Schwab, they're out in the open. They're telling us what they're going to do. They're not going to stop. So at some point, they're going to back us up where we can't go back any further, and there'll be a confrontation. My hope, Pastor Ernie, is we'll do it by the states. You know, the Florida and Texas and hopefully Ohio and other states, Oklahoma. I mean, there's probably 25, 30 states that will do it by the states with the state police, the National Guard, the sheriffs, and a heavily, heavily armed population. That's what we need to do, Pastor Ernie. Legally, it would be like a, you know, legal.
we'll tell them why we can't function anymore, what you've done, and that we won't recognize your authority over us because of you broke the Constitution. You're no longer. The Constitution's a joke to these people.
Yeah, they have no more legitimacy. We have no obligation at all to recognize them as having any legitimacy. So, but here's the thing. I remember being at the Vietnam Wall there in D.C. and going many times. I visited that because I had so many friends whose names are written in that wall there. Good people, young people that died in a war that our country was never meant to win, and we never want to have another war like that. It was a horrible thing. We never lost the battles. We lost it. We were betrayed by a corrupt government here. So, we're going to a break. We'll be back right after this. Listen to this song. It reminds me of those guys.
I am the unknown soldier. Some call me MIA. Some say I can't go home again. Some say I chose to stay. I am the unknown soldier who you refuse to know. A brother and a friend of yours who left so long ago. Some call me POW, the one they left behind. I am the unknown soldier, the one they never tried to find. I'm the one they never tried to find. I'm a farmer from Missouri, the soldier from St. Paul. I was the hero of my family, and still my picture's upon their wall. I'm a poet and a scholar, and the boy who lived next door. I am the unknown soldier, forgotten on a foreign shore. Long forgotten on a foreign shore. I was someone's loving daddy. I was someone's pride and joy. I was someone's tender lover. A worried mama's a little boy. And if you should just forget me here, then should I forget you too? Please won't you try to bring me home? For I'm someone who belongs to you. I'm still someone who belongs to you. I am the unknown soldier with no more tears to shed. I'm just a fading memory, a part of the living dead. My country has betrayed me, yet I have forgiven you. And every night I pray to God that somehow he'll forgive you too. Yes, even somehow he'll forgive you too. I am the unknown soldier, the one for whom you cried. That familiar face that you can't face, the one your country told you died. I am the unknown soldier, with dreams you'll rescue me. And I am a man who understands. Only death might ever set me free. Only death might ever set me free. I am the unknown soldier, and I'm black and blue and gray. I said I am the unknown soldier, and I die slowly every day. And I'm tired, and I'm hungry, and I'm lonely, and I'm cold. I am the unknown soldier, the one you bought and sold. I'm the one you bought and sold.
So lay down close beside me now and gently stroke my face and wrap your arms around me now before we leave this place. Some called me POW, some called me MIA, some say I can't come home again, but I will return someday.
All right, there you go. Now, there's an artist, Carl Klang. That is a great song. That really is a great song. And Carl was a real patriot. He really was. And he died in 2019. A good friend, dear friend. He was just like us. I mean, Carl actually got arrested at these different places for singing these songs. They charged him with trying to incite a riot for playing some of the songs that we play here. Because
when was
he
that was, Pastor Ernie? Where was that located that they wanted to arrest him?
Oh, in different states. He was very big, too, in Europe. His songs were very big in Europe. He was actually in a jail in Idaho. And I tried to track him down. I was looking for him. And the last I heard that he was in this jail in Idaho. So I called the jail and I talked to the sheriff. And I said, I'm calling for Carl Klang. And I, you know, told him this is a radio program. And he said, he just left here. We just got rid of him. And he took that damn guitar with him. And anyhow, he was in there singing. But he was accused of like they've accused me of anti-government activity for doing what I'm doing. This is no
patriotism is a crime.
That's what they're trying to do. And so, hey, you know what? It's not over till we win. Amen.
Yep.
The reason it's a crime, Pastor Ernie, is they're not following America. They're not following the Constitution. They're not following American laws. They're above the law. It's stealing, cheating, lying. I mean, it's a real. They're not legitimate, as you said. They are not legitimate anymore. They're strictly by force and power, which is a totalitarian government.
Right. Well, they've turned a lot of your universities and now your high schools into cultural Marxist hotbeds of cultural Marxism. And so, anyhow,
Ernie. In 1962 and 63, we took prayer and Bible reading out of the school, and that's why we're in the condition we're in with the schools and universities.
Well, when God left the school, the door was left open, and the other guy came in, huh?
Yep. Exactly right. It's not spiritually neutral. There is nothing, no spiritual neutrality.
Nope. And back in 73, the pastors failed more than anybody. The one group of people that had the responsibility to march on Washington, D.C., when that court that was supreme, only in its rebellion, only when it's sin against God and it's high treason against God and country, the pastors had the obligation to march on D.C. and put that treasonous court on trial. The pastors failed. They failed, okay? There was about 100 of us that did go to Washington, D.C., but there should have been 10,000. But they failed to stand up, to have the courage to do what was right. And when you fail to do that, you see the results.
You know what the irony is? That they're closing a lot of, like, Catholic schools. It's just not a Catholic thing, but Christian schools, because all of a sudden there's, you know, 63 million people that are potential parishioners that aren't there because they were silent.
Yeah.
Through abortion.
But, you know, the other thing, though, I know that's happening, but every day you still have, like, two or three new...
Yeah, they're starting to... Yeah.
Christian schools are opening.
That's out of fear of what the public schools are doing to their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like right here where we live in our area, we got about a dozen where there used to be one.
Yeah. Okay. That's which is really promising to see.
Well, yeah, but that's happening across the country too. Yeah. People are pulling, and the one profession more than any other profession that puts their children into Christian schools or homeschools or public school
teachers.
Educators.
Yeah.
More than anything else. What do you have there?
Kind of bad news. Special Counsel John Durham will testify before Congress on June 21st on the greatest political scandal in the U.S. history, the Russian hoax. Now, this goes on to basically say it's a nothing burger, but they ask a great question. Not one official is serving time today for this crime, the greatest political scandal in the U.S. history, brought to you by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Maybe Durham should have asked the following people, subpoenaed and questioned them. These people he didn't even talk to. Strzok, McCabe, Comey, Priestap, Simpson, Elias, and Joffe. So he didn't even interview these people.
Merrick Garland probably would not let it.
Yeah, but it's going to result in nothing.
Well, here, they asked Trump, how can we fix this? And Trump says, reelect me and I will fix it. This time he knows who they are, okay?
Yeah, well, I think he would just simply clean house on day one.
He would. He would clean house on day one. He would use the military if he had to.
Yeah.
This is why they are so afraid. This is why Hillary said if Trump gets back in, we're all going to hang. And she knows that she is a wicked, wicked, wicked woman, and they're lawless, they're criminals, okay? And every one of those people belong in that filthy, dirty D.C. jail.
Yeah. We would have to actually build more jails, to be honest with you.
All right, very good. Missouri versus Biden. Lawsuit discovery. Biden regime designates your thoughts as part of a government infrastructure. They call it cognitive infrastructure. Do you think Joe Biden knows anything about cognitive infrastructure?
No.
Yeah.
Well, they believe it's their right to control it. In other words, they believe that their right to control our thoughts, and that our thoughts are their property. And so if we're thinking thoughts that they're against, that are contrary to communism, then that's a violation of that we're violating their property.
Is this straight out of 1984?
What's outrageous about what you just said is they actually admitted this in court documents. They went public with it. Now, of course, we knew behind the scenes that that's what they were trying, but now that they're public about it.
It's unbelievable. That's where we're at today in America.
I think, like John said earlier, you've got Klaus Schwab, all these people basically coming out publicly saying this is what we're going to do. And it's not, nobody's even raising an eyebrow.
Well, I got news for Klaus Schwab. God has said what he's going to do. And that's not going to be bode well for Klaus Schwab.
No.
And you know what? God's been around a lot longer than Klaus, huh, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And so there you go.
Ernie, they're even setting dates. You know, they want this all accomplished by, like, 2030. They had, previous, they had, like, the what was it, 2020, Pastor Ernie? They had set dates. Now, they are going along in their agenda. They haven't reached their...
It was Agenda 21.
And
just recently, John... just recently, the Antichrist New World Order people have said they've changed it from 2030 to 2025. They're going to speed it up to where they have a complete and total takeover. You know, whoever gets elected in 2024 goes into office in January 2025, and so they want to be able to be in complete control by that time.
Yeah. It's just frightening beyond words that they're actually, their agenda is out there, they're implementing it, and nothing's stopping it right now. That's why I think we were talking.
Because they've accumulated so much power.
Yeah.
This isn't something they've been working on the last 2, 3, 5 years. I mean, this goes back at least into the 70s.
John, yeah. I was sitting in their meetings. I sat in their meetings when they didn't know who I was. I sat there and where they all thought that I was with a different group that came in there. And they openly talked about ways, and they're using, they're implementing those things. And we went on the air. We told people what they were doing over and over and over. But it's like, you know, people have been so dumbed down,
yeah,
indoctrinated by what is called the mainstream media. But I sat there as they openly talked about using vaccines, using starvation, disease, all of these things to depopulate the planet.
You know, Pastor Ernie, in our defense, when I say our, the people's defense, this is a methodical, ruthless agenda that they'll take setbacks and they'll get knocked back, but they bounce back with another plan. They have tremendous money. You know, these big foundations are involved, the Ford Foundation, the World Bank, all of it. So it's all coordinated. Somehow there is a master coordination of this, and they're ruthless and relentless, Pastor. They have this plan, and they're going. It's going to come to fruition. It may get setbacks, but that's how they operate. And we need that same perseverance as they have. That's what we need, is perseverance. How evil they are, and we can't. We can't give up, because if we give up, they'll just swallow us up.
Well, I know that, and we've got no intentions of giving up.
I know me and you don't, and the others in the ministry here, but I'm talking about in general, you know, in general.
Yeah, well, what happens is when the bullets start flying and they find out that there's no middle ground. If you stand in the middle, you get shot from both sides, right?
Yep.
And that's when there'll be an awakening. And so... But we need to be prepared for what's coming. We know how it's going to end. Everything that's going to happen is already been documented. It's written right here in this book in my hand, right here.
Yep.
So, John, we're coming up to a break. You needed, how much time do I have, Craig?
About 5 and a half.
Okay, John, what I want you to do tonight is to lead the people in the sinner's prayer, if you would. I want you to lead them in and pray the prayer and have the people repeat after you, and to keep the cadence up, we'll do the same thing. We'll repeat after you to keep the cadence there. So would you do that? Would you lead the people in a sinner's prayer? Folks out there listening, we're out of time for tonight, but you got to know something. The day is coming. This will happen. There's no chance it won't. Where the only thing that will matter to you is your standing with the Lord Jesus. Believe me. Go ahead, John.
Okay, the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. So confession is very important for salvation. And confession, the way it's done, is repentance and believing Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to pay price for your sin. So I'm going, and there's a little bit more to it. I'm going to lead in a prayer right now. God, I repent.
God, I repent.
Turn from a life of sin and selfishness to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and your word. I believe that Jesus Christ was the sinless, only begotten Son of God who died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the penalty for my sin. And because he paid the penalty for my sin, I now can have assurance of eternal life. I also believe that he bodily rose again from the dead on the third day, and he's returning. And that eternal life is built only, or based only upon the work of Jesus Christ as my Savior. So by the confession of my mouth now, I have assurance of eternal life with Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I ask this. Amen.
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 I hope you, if you were out listening out there, that you repeated and said that prayer. And, you know, it wouldn't hurt again, too. For those of you listening, if you haven't ever done that, it would be good to go to the Gospel of John chapter 3 and just read read the entire chapter, because the entire chapter deals with his folks. And again, the time will come. There's no chance that it won't. The Bible says that it's appointed all men once to die and then the judgment. Okay. And so, believe me, it's not a tragedy to die. We're all going to die. But to die in your sin, it doesn't get any worse than that. And it goes on forever. You've got God's word on it. And there is nothing that ever existed that's as sure as God's word. Jesus over 2,000 years ago said, heaven and earth will pass, but his words will never pass away. And right now, today, all over this word, this world, the word of Christ is being preached. Is it not, John?
Pastor Ernie, it's amazing. My ministry, incredible things are happening in Nigeria and Pakistan and India and Sri Lanka. Huge numbers are coming to the Lord, Pastor Ernie. Huge.
Huge numbers. And this is another sign of the times here. And so we here in America, boy, we're the ones that need the missionaries here today.
Yeah. If you look at just the continent of Africa, all the persecution that they truly go through, because it's a heavily Muslim area, life and death over there, but they keep trudging forward, and the trials and tribulations that we're seeing pale in comparison to that.
Oh, yeah. And just recently, you were talking about that Joe Obama said Kamala Harris over there to spread sodomy, to promote sodomy. And
get out of here.
The presidents of those companies told her to take her. They offered her millions of dollars to embrace sodomy. That's Joe Biden's faith is sodomy. He's right from the pit of hell. Joe Biden is an antichrist, folks. You better understand this. The reality is none of what you're hearing in what's called the mainstream media is reality. Okay, that's delusionary. That's theater. God's word is reality. God's word is reality. And boy, I'm going to tell you, folks, that things are, in these other countries, we're seeing people repenting, we're seeing revival take place, and as far as I'm concerned, it ain't over until we win.
Yes.
So, did you say we have 30 seconds, or do we have 20 seconds? Well, and we're at that point tonight where we get every night at this time where we say, good night, God bless, have a great Memorial Day, and always, 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 let's do it. Ready?
Keep
fighting.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschutz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at redballoon.work.
And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.